up there, Darren or
Huff had he had an X-ray which was negative. He was in the process of getting an MRI. I don't have the results of that yet. It's a risk that I don't think it's I don't think it's a major issue, but we'll kind of have to wait and see. Darren today seemed like he was going to be okay. He was walking around fine, didn't have a lot of pain. So, you know, I don't think it's an injury that's going to keep him out anytime.
Was Huff playing time solely because of the wrist, or did he come out partially also because?
Mostly because of the wrist, but really, you know, we talked about it, you know, early in the week that we wanted to get Phillip in there some, and he, you know, he'd earned the right to. To get more playing time, so you know, we had a plan to get him in there anyway.
You consider using Huff at free safety in the last few games to get a little more time, or
No, I don't necessarily think that to be the case, but we'll sit down and evaluate that a little bit further as far as where we're at from a depth standpoint, really at both positions.
Going forward to finish off the season, both you and Reggie have talked about kind of evaluating the younger talent. How do you see working in some of those players, maybe like prior more? Do you now weigh situations different and want to see more game action?
Well, we definitely need to see some of these younger guys play. You know, offensive line wise, I mean, obviously Tony Bergstrom's a guy that we want to see play a little bit more. We've seen a lot more of Streeter and Kreiner from the wide receiver position. I thought, you know, Streeter really the last couple games has made some big plays for us. So that's good to see him, you know, from a young player's perspective. You know, obviously, you know, getting Phillip Adams in there a little bit more at corner. So I think as we go along these last three games, we really need to evaluate some of these young guys and see what we have going forward, you know, into next year.
Could Bergstrom start one of these next couple games?
I mean, you know, I'm not ready to make that decision right now, but that's obviously a possibility. I mean, I think we've got to see some of these young guys play.
Could Pryor potentially see a start, or would it be just getting packages in for
him? I think the biggest thing is to start getting him into the game a little bit and let him see a little game action. I'm not ready to say that he would be a starter. You know, I think Carson, obviously, you know, he's made a couple of mistakes the last couple of weeks. But yet Carson's been one of the reasons why, you know, specifically earlier in the year, why we had a chance at in certain games. So I'm not down on Carson at all. You know, obviously we want to see some of these younger guys play.
The tough thing to weigh, obviously, the players who are out there want to do have the best chance to win, even though they're not necessarily playing for anything. And you obviously want to value players. How difficult is that balance?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be difficult at all. I mean, I think what we have to understand is as players and coaches, we got to look to the future. Also, we're trying to go out there and win, and it's our job to go out there and win on a day-to-day basis. But we've also got to look at this process, you know, it's not an overnight process. It's going to take a little bit of time. So the only way we can move forward is to continue to look at some of these young guys.
Are you going to reinstate Rolando on Monday? I guess that's when he can come back.
I haven't talked to Rolando yet, but I'll address Rolando's situation next week.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan to talk to him before Monday? Or?
Probably not. I will not be here on Monday, no. Yes.
Coach, I'm sorry, did you say that McFadden is okay?
Yes. At least he was moving around fine today. I didn't feel like it was going to be any issue.
You talked about patience. How difficult is it for you to be patient during this?
Well, I think all of us as competitors, we want to win. And that's what it's all about. But I also understand, and I've got a big picture view of what I want this football team to look like. And Reggie and I have talked about it. And we knew what we were dealing with when we came here. And we knew that we had some depth issues on the roster and that we couldn't sustain a lot of injuries. And you know, we've sustained some injuries in a few spots. But we all want to win. And I understand that. And I want to win now. But I'm looking at the long-term future of this team, and we've got to prepare for the future.
How close are you to getting this roster to look the way you want? Can it be done in a year? Can it be done next year?
You know, I wouldn't put any time frame on it. I mean, it's going to take time. It's It doesn't happen with one decision. It's accumulation of decisions made over time that gets, you know, everything to be exactly how you want it.
When the consistency issues that you talk about crop up game after game, do they kind of feed off each other? Do they happen in the next game because they happened in the one before? I mean, I don't know. Do you think the guys are more prone to making mistakes because it keeps happening?
No, I mean, I don't think one mistake necessarily feeds off another and makes you any more prone to making a mistake. I think at the end of the day, our ability to mentally to focus in and snap decisions under pressure is where we got to get better. Well, we haven't discussed specifically as far as, you know, we work it on a series basis, but we've got a package of plays that we've had up and available the last couple of weeks to get Terrell in the game. And I think at some point we'll get him in the game and, you know, we'll have a package of plays for him to run.
Brandon Myers had only a couple of balls thrown at him this week after having a big day last week. Was there a particular reason?
No, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the way that the defense played. I've gotten a few questions about different guys and trying to get the ball into certain individuals' hands, and we try to do everything we can to get the ball into our playmakers' hands. Like I said, I thought Rod Streeter did an outstanding job in the game, made a few nice plays. Denarius Moore came back and made some plays in the game after having a little bit of a rough spell. So sometimes that's the way the game plays out, and you've got to be able to adjust.
Because of Vaughn Miller?
Well, some of it is you got to keep him in for protection purposes. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I think we had a protection plan where we wanted to get some chips in, wanted to keep the tight end in a little bit more often to help against that pass rush because, you know, they've got two excellent rushers on the edge.
Did you see a new toughness or perhaps pleased with the toughness you saw from Moore? He had that big hit on him, but you kind of wondered how he'd react, and it seemed like he went out there and got even more competitive.
Well, I thought he responded to a couple down weeks, and I thought he came back out and responded to adversity. You know, like we talked to the players, you know, adversity doesn't define who you are. It's how you how you respond to adversity tells a lot about who you are, and I thought he responded well.
Coach, can you tell us, has there been any discussion within the organization about improving safety for the fans in light of what happened to the fan who fell yesterday?
I'm not sure exactly what's been discussed from our organizational standpoint. I just found out probably about 15 minutes ago about that, so I wouldn't be the one to ask on that.
Coach, would you say that Palmer has been struggling the last couple, two, 3 weeks? How would you assess his play?
Well, I would say that he's made some mistakes the last couple of weeks that he maybe hadn't made earlier in the year, but I'm not displeased with Carson. I think he'd be the first to admit when he makes a mistake, and he understands, the repercussions of making those types of mistakes. And he continues to work on a day-to-day basis to try to lead this football team. And he's one of the guys that we have to lean on to going forward.
He came here with a team in contention, and I'm pretty sure like a lot of guys was thinking it was going to contend this year. And now he's early 30s, and there's no telling when this team will turn around. Have you ever seen any signs in him at all of not dissatisfaction, but, you know,
no
disappointment, obviously, but, you know, the fact that, oh, this is not what I signed up for?
No. Mm-hmm. No. He's the same guy he was when I first got here. He continues to work. I'll never question Carson Palmer's work ethic or his ability to be a pro. That is not at all in question.
You try to do too much, you think, sometimes that lead to...
I think we all fall into that at times. Yeah. You know, I think what happens is, you know, when things don't go well, guys try to do a little bit too much. And I think all of us, coaches, players, I think we've all gotten caught up in that a little bit.
On the Vaughn Miller strip sack, was that simply a matter of a one-on-one battle that he beat Khalif at, and he was an empty backfield? Was that a scheme thing there, too?
Yeah, I mean... Their guy won that play, and you know, it was unfortunate when it happened, but those things happen in a ball game, and that was an unfortunate play.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you very much.
Yep.